On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Another one bites the dust on MasterChef, Jess.
All right, we must be getting down to the pointy end. I feel like they're dropping like flies.
Winona is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you feeling today? As cool as a cucumber, dare I ask?
Oh, look, not as cool as I would have liked to have felt today, but I'm getting there.
We love last night's challenges.
Yeah. It really lends itself to radio games, doesn't it? So playing on words is something that we obviously do a lot for a living. But you guys built it into a cooking challenge.
Yeah, we did. So we had our food sayings episode last night and I chose the cool as a cucumber saying and unfortunately didn't meet that brief, so I was sent home.
Now, you did a cucumber granita. What went wrong?
The cucumber granita, I think it was a little bit of an afterthought. I needed to get more cucumber on the plate, so I went with that. Probably not the most original of my ideas, but ended up with that one, and it was a little bit too sweet for Mel, so unfortunately that was part of the reason I was sent home.
Cucumber's so tricky as well, because it doesn't really have that strong a flavour, so I'm assuming you have to do a fair bit with it to really bring out the flavour.
Exactly, yeah.
My mum can't stand cucumber. So whenever I think of a cucumber, like meals, I always think, well, you can't eat that because mum always said it repeated on her. And I remember as a kid her saying that it repeated on her. And as a child, I didn't quite understand that until later on in life. Now I do completely.
Well, there's another food saying you could have gone with.
Do you wish you had chosen another challenge? Would you have done a lot better had you gone the proof is in the pudding or bring home the bacon?
Yeah, looking back, I think I might have been a bit safer going with the proof is in the pudding, doing a dessert, something I was probably a little bit more confident with, but I wanted to challenge myself a little bit and do something savoury and show them a dish that I loved, so I went with that one.
Oh, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Weighing up that decision. Do I go with something a bit safe that I know that I can get right, or do we try and just stand out from the crowd a little bit more?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, what is on your cards for the rest of 2021?
I am going to go home, focus on my grazing boards, hopefully build those up, and hopefully just keep doing that and make that my full-time gig. That's what I kind of love to do, and yeah.
Now, would you encourage anybody else listening this morning to apply for MasterChef next time?
Absolutely. It's already changed my life in so many ways, but I would absolutely apply anyone who's even thinking about it. No matter, you know, what kind of level you're at, there's so much you can learn in MasterChef, and it was the most amazing experience I've ever had, so I definitely recommend it to anyone.
I think we were saying to one of your co-contestants a couple of weeks ago, look, we get the magic on the TV with the show all fully produced, but it's a great networking opportunity for people like you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. To be around that many people who just genuinely love food and want to make it their career and their life, it's an amazing networking opportunity.
Well, Winona, we wish you the best of luck for your future, be it in food or marketing or whatever you continue to do. And we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you guys so much.